In this video, I want to talk about creating a successful sales page. More importantly, we're going to give you the 12 steps to creating a successful sales page. Most sales pages follow the same sort of process, which we're going to walk you through. And hopefully, when you combine all of the tip training we're giving you about writing sales copy, you're going to be in a position to write some awesome stuff. You may remember earlier I talked about how important it was to learn sales copy. So it's very, very important that you go through all of the training that myself and Dan are giving you here. Now, as well as this video, and as well as Dan walking you through creating a sales page, we're also going to give you a lot of PDF material too. So make sure you go over all of that as well. The first thing I want to mention is a sales page simply has to look good. You could write some of the best copy in the world, but if it looks like crap, no one's going to stop to read it. I actually strongly believe the look of a page is almost as important as the stuff you write. A good looking page holds someone at the page. Obviously you've got your headline which holds someone, but it's got to look good in the first place. You've got to have top quality graphics. It's got to really, really appeal. I mean, if you go to, for example, if you go to JVZoo right now and you look at the top 10 sellers, all of the sales pages will look awesome. Nothing will look like garbage. So try and get off to the right start when you learn this. Don't go creating something that looks like crap. One thing I see a lot of people do is, they'll write a sales page and it'll have about 5 or 10 different colors. It'll have different fonts. They'll have bolded nearly three quarters of the page to try and get their point across. Listen, one or two fonts, one or two colors, and just the odd word bolded is more than enough. As long as it's visual, it's not just full of text, visual with lots of images and things like that. It will that is the best way to get off to writing a good page. Okay, so try and forget loads of different fonts, loads of different colors, because that's a very, very common mistake when people are first starting out. Remember, we're going to give you what you need anyway, and we're going to show you stuff. But like I said, look at what other people are doing. Look at the top sellers, and you'll see the sales pages look amazing. But at the same time, they're wonderfully simple. Now, most successful pages sell via emotion. They'll hit on pain points, whatever it may be. Lack of traffic, lack of money, not building a list or whatever, or not, inability to lose weight, whatever it may be. It will play on those emotions. Okay, when you write copy, you have to sort of play on people's emotions, and it's always good to tell a story. If you look at anything I've done, I've always told a story, and I always use my background as well. I always use the fact that. I used to work in a factory, just an average guy, discovered the online world and became a success. I struggled for years. I always tell that story, okay? You'll find most people, when they do tell a story, the top copywriters and the products that's selling, there's usually always a sort of a rags to riches. And I don't just mean that in monetary value. It could be weight loss, whatever it may be. Usually someone will tell you about them hitting rock bottom, being a failure, and then becoming a success. It's very important you try and get an understanding of who your target customer is. I mean, for example, if you're selling something in the weight loss niche, who is your target customer? What's their average age? Have they tried to lose weight for years and years and years? We'll be at almost a breaking point where they simply have to make something work. It's the same online. How long has your average customer been trying to make money? Let's say if you're selling something in the make money niche, or how long has your customer been trying to get traffic to their site? What have they tried before? Try and pinpoint that, and then if you try and come up with the perfect customer, how old will he be? What will his background be? What will his history be? Where will he be financially? And then try and almost sell it to that person. It's a little bit hard to explain this, but if you get that right and you know your target customer and you visualize your target customer and then you base your copy on selling to that person, you'll usually find you have something that will sell to the masses too. Get opinions from others as well. When you do this, don't be frightened to reach out. Don't be frightened to, especially when you're designing your page, and you're writing your copy, let someone else see it, okay? Be sure to take on board any advice you get. I mean, I'm not just saying myself and Dan, but for example, when Dan writes something, he'll show it to me. I'll give him some advice. I'll send it back. We've got other people we can sort of go to as well. When you're writing your copy, you'll probably find that someone might just give you one little idea, and then you can completely change the way you go with it. Obviously, once you, it's hard to explain until you start doing this, but you definitely, definitely need to be getting the opinions of other people. Keep swipe files. The best pages you see, save them. Save the URLs. Usually, it's just a case of going File Save on your browser, on Chrome or Firefox or whatever, and you can save a copy of the page. Keep the best ones in a swipe file, what you can refer to and get ideas from. Something I do a lot. Take your time. You won't write the sales page in half a day, okay? What you'll probably find is you'll write a first draft, maybe in a day or two, and you're probably about 10% there, if that. It's something you'll keep going back to. You'll keep getting ideas. You'll keep getting suggestions from other people. Writing a killer sales page is something that will take you weeks, maybe even months, okay? Just bear that in mind. It's not something you're going to just do overnight, all right? Especially if you want to write, you want to create something that's really, really going to be convert like crazy, okay? So, let's cover the 12 steps to a successful sales page. Remember, it's not exactly like this every single time you write a sales page, but most sales pages will follow these 12 steps. First thing you need to do is get attention. Like I said earlier, obviously the page has to look good, okay? I strongly believe that, but the headline has to do its job too. Your headline's job is simply to keep people on the page. That's it, to stop them clicking the cross in the corner and leaving. So you need to create something that's going to get their attention. Reveal some big news, some big secret. You'll see that phrase, big secret or secret revealed, so many times. The word revealed in a headline is very, very, very powerful stuff. Remember, like I said, we're going to be covering this as we walk you through as well. So if you're watching this thinking, I'm not really sure what to do, remember we are sort of walking you through this too, okay? But the headline has to get attention. Then you need to introduce yourself and present credentials. Now, obviously, people need to know who you are, and there's nothing wrong with putting a picture there as well. I tend to do that a lot. But it's very important you let people know that you know your stuff. Whatever you're sharing here, whatever it is you're selling, you need to show that you're the expert, okay? As an example, back in the day, I used to sell a lot of eBay training. I was an eBay power seller, and I was a best-selling eBook author. I had an eBook called Auction Profit Streams that did very, very well on Amazon. So, I would, open my credentials with, it would say something like this: from the office of John Thornhill, eBay power seller and top-selling ebook author. Does that not get your attention if you're, if you're looking at an eBay-related product? So find the credentials that make you really look like you know your stuff, whatever it may be. You need to present some sort of credentials so the person reading goes, "Ah, yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about. I need to read on." Okay? Now, you need to identify the problem after that. And that usually involves your story. What is the story that you want the reader to identify with? I think a good example here would be weight loss. If I was going to identify the problem in the weight loss niche and tell people how I can help them lose weight, I would talk about how I used to be really heavy, how I struggled with my weight for years and years and years, how I couldn't even walk up the stairs without getting out of breath, how I could never run, things like that. Then, you have to think the reader is watching, reading your page and basically agreeing with you. If you get Imagine the reader nodding their head as they're identifying with the problem, then you've got them, okay? You need to make sure that you're sort of where the reader is right now, okay? So if it's lack of traffic, you'll explain how you can remember checking your stats and seeing zero results, not getting any sales, never getting any traffic or nothing, but now it's changed, okay? And that's what leads us on to providing the solution. So the solution will reveal your discovery. You're basically going to speak about your findings and how or what you just, how you did it, what you did to change it, and that leads you perfectly into the benefits, okay? You'll then cover everything as you hit your offer, okay? You're going to tell people, look, we'll use weight loss as an example again. I remember being fat. I remember being overweight. I remember how really bad it was. But that's going to change because I'm going to show you how it was done. I can guarantee that if you just follow what I'm doing, you're going to get results. And I'm going to show you how to do it. How you can still eat the food you like to eat. How you can still overindulge but still lose weight at the same time. That's the sort, you're going to show major benefits that your product is going to give people. Proof. Huge. Absolutely huge. You must have proof. Weight loss will be a before and after picture. We say that all the time, don't we? But if it was a traffic generation product, you'd be showing people proof of your traffic stats. Maybe before, zero traffic, after 1,000 visitors per day. Whatever it may be, you need to show proof. That's why we see so many screenshots on sales pages of earnings, because a lot of the stuff is to show you how to make money, and that's why you'll see earnings out there. Okay? Make the offer. Tell people what you're going to give them. What is it they're going to give? What are they going to get from you? Make the offer. I'll show you how to get 1,000 visitors per week to your site within 30 days. I'll show you how to get to 1,000 subscribers within 30 days. Follow this training and you will lose £20 in your first month. Whatever it may be, make the offer and tell them what they are going to get. Then we need to give them a guarantee. Tell them it's okay. The risk is on me. I am so confident in what I am about to show you that I will give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take it for a test drive. Try it out. Try the methods. Go through the training. If it's not for you, let me know and you can have 100% of your money back, no questions asked. That's a very powerful statement there. No questions asked. It's very, very important you get it across to people that, look, I've got so much confidence in what I'm giving you that you're not going to want a guarantee. But if you do, it's there should you need it. Get that across like that, and that is very, very powerful indeed. Give them a reason to buy right now. Why should they buy right now? Is the price going to go up? Is the bonuses going to be taken away? Whatever it may be, there should be something on the page what stops people from leaving it. Stops people thinking, I'll check this out tomorrow. Because they never do. So you need to tell people there's something on that page where if they leave, they're going to lose out on something. It's going to cost more. The offer's going to be gone. The bonuses are going to be gone. Whatever it may be. Okay? Now we need the call to action, the reason to buy, the buy button. The main bullet points are repeated again. The benefits of buying, why they need to buy right now. Everything goes in the call to action, okay? Make sure here you have lots of yeses. Yes, John, I want to learn how to lose £20 in the next 30 days. Yes, I want to become more fitter, more energetic, and more agile. Yes, John, I want to, live long and prosper, whatever it may be. Make sure there's lots of yeses with the tick boxes next to above the buy button. You'll see that all the time in all of the copy I do. Right, what happens now is with the risk of loss. Basically, you don't want someone to say no. You've got to give them a reason to buy it today. Remember, this could be in your copy. Remember, if you act right now, you're going to receive all of these bonuses. Plus, you're going to save a 25% discount or whatever it may be. Do not give them a reason to leave the page and say, I'll check this out later. Remember, I've already said that, but you need to really, really hit home with that. Okay? And then close with a powerful PS. Okay? The PS basically reinforce everything. Reinforce the guarantees. Reinforce everything that's going to make the customer want to do it. Want to buy right now and hit them with the buy button once more. So the PS may say, I understand, John, that you're giving this. Hold on, let me think. I understand, John, that I'm getting this with a full 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's absolutely no risk. I understand if I buy right now, this is going to be one of the most powerful trainings I've ever bought. What words to that effect, okay? You need to make sure you do that. So hopefully these reasons are going to help you, but remember, this module alone does not cover everything, okay? You need to make sure that you go through all of the training that we're giving you here. Make sure you go through what Dan's showing you. And like I say, a combination of all of this training will put you in a very powerful position indeed.